Last year, the governor set up the Economically Needed Diversity Options for Wyoming Council, better known as ENDOW. After a few months of touring the state and meetings, ENDOW has developed a list of recommendations to start setting the stage for diversifying the economy. Greg Hill is the chairman of ENDOW, and he explains why ENDOW is different from past economic development efforts.
One of the things that's different is this downturn, I think, people are beginning to realize that it may be much more long-lasting than kind of the boom and bust cycles in the past. And I think there's some very structural reasons for that. One is just coal and kind of society's thinking about coal and the move in, you know, in most of the power sector in the United States to switch to natural gas, I think has some long-term implications, you know, for the state of Wyoming. I think a corollary to that is that, you know, there is abundant natural gas in the United States of America, and it's very low cost. And it's in the Marcellus and, you know, plays like that. And those plays are much lower cost than Wyoming in terms of gas. So I think those two structural things about coal and cheap natural gas have made people realize that, you know, while prices may come back somewhat, we really need to start thinking about a future where we're much less dependent on that. I think the only other thing I'd add to that is that, you know, this is a 20-year plan. This isn't what are we going to do, you know, to kind of put a Band-Aid on things for the next 5 years, let's say, or whatever. This is, you know, encouragement to be bold and think, you know, think broadly and think widely about a much longer term, you know, economic development plan. A lot of the past efforts have been fairly short term focused because we've reviewed a lot of them, you know, and this is more, you know, longer term. And I think one advantage that Wyoming has, Bob, is it's got time, you know, because it does have, you know, the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund and some other things that can get it, and the Rainy Day Fund that can get it through the lean times. It does have time to bridge itself to a more diverse economy.
Let me talk about and have you talk a little bit about some of the early stuff that you're working on. And I think maybe that's something that people should understand. You've gone after what I think the group has termed low-hanging fruit, try to address some things right away with a look long-term, knowing that you have some other recommendations to come, right?
Absolutely. So, the, you know, the preliminary report, and I want to emphasize very preliminary, and if you think about the process we went through in 2017, what the council really did was listen, just listen very deeply to a number of constituencies in Wyoming, be they communities, be they business leaders, be they political leaders, listen very deeply as to what they thought some of the big barriers were to further economic diversification in Wyoming. And the belief is that if we don't solve these things, the rest will be extremely difficult, you know, to make happen.
Greg Hill from ENDOW is visiting with us. So let's talk a little bit about it. One of the first proposals that's certainly gotten lots of attention already is the effort to improve and expand Wyoming's commercial air service. You've got a price tag there of about $15 million. That's caught some people's attention right away.
We don't actually know what the number's going to be. What we wanted to do was get a reasonable placeholder in place so that people would begin to get their minds around, you know, this is going to have to be a significant investment for the state. And it's really one of those chicken or the egg things, right? Because what we heard from a lot of business leaders was, you know, we could expand our business, but one of the big problems we have is, you know, we can't get workforce here. You know, people just don't want to drive, you know, 3 or 4 hours from Denver or Billings or whatever, and so that's a big barrier for us. So how do you solve that? And I think the answer is that, you know, the state's got to, you know, put some investment into that with the belief that, you know, that's not a long-term subsidy, I'll call it. Rather, you know, that's some seed money to encourage businesses to expand and grow, and then those things become self-sufficient as those businesses expand and grow.
And then the number two seems to be one that you hear all the time, And you're going to take a broader approach to it by establishing a broadband coordinator and advisory board and grant funding. That's something you see really could work in developing some alternative business?
We do, and we certainly heard that from the young entrepreneurs. An absolutely key thing that has to happen is for them to have, you know, fast, reliable internet service. Because, you know, one of the things that the internet economy's done for everybody is, you know, people can work from anywhere pretty much now, as long as you have the bandwidth, you know, to be able to conduct business, you know, virtually. And, you know, that includes the ability to do video conferencing and things like that. If you don't have adequate bandwidth, none of that's possible. So again, that was a major, major barrier that was identified by all businesses, but in particular, the kind of the young entrepreneur set, which we really want to attract a lot of those people to Wyoming and also keep the ones that we have. And what we heard from that group was, well, you know, if we had a few more things that would enable us to stay, we'd love to stay.
I'm going to mention that all these recommendations are available on the website. I want to ask you about one last thing before we let you go.
Sure.
And this is one that, in my reporting, I've found very interesting. It's trying to help get the entrepreneurs going, getting the startup money. It's getting the money after you get started to get rolling. You've got some recommendations here on how you might help those people. I want to ask you just one quick question, though. Where is this? Is there any concern that this might not be a good role of government to get involved in?
Well, I think, again, you know, I think there's an absolute underlying tenet here that the government will provide some, you know, a spark. It will provide, you know, some seed capital potentially. But make no mistake about it, you know, we don't want this to be a kind of a long-term subsidy or a long-term government giveaway program. What we're trying to do is get the engines going, you know, get the rocket ship started. So it's really kind of providing that early fuel to get the rocket going. And of course, the other thing that we did in 2017 was we looked at what other states were doing. And certainly in this dimension, you know, in entrepreneurial development, the successful states are the ones that actually do provide that early rocket fuel, you know, to get things going. And so that's where the notion of the Startup Wyoming and some of the other recommendations in the report around entrepreneurship came from. And to me, this is one of the most exciting aspects of the preliminary recommendations is to actually think about how do we get this entrepreneurial engine going in Wyoming. And seed capital, and we're not talking about a lot. Most of the grants we're talking about $5,000 to $50,000 to get going. That was seen as a major barrier that Wyoming didn't have that a lot of other states had.
Greg, we'll stay in touch on this. Good luck in 2018, and thank you so much for joining us on Open Spaces.
Yeah, you bet. And I think the only thing I would add is, you know, now our work in 2018 really focuses on what additional enablers do we want to put in place? And then finally, how do we really nurture those six economic engines that we've identified in the preliminary report? So I'd encourage all your listeners to look at the report and look at that house. We call it the Economic Growth and Diversity House, and what those engines are that we see as the future diversification of Wyoming. So thank you very much.